producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So a massive new branch of law enforcement. They're not just arming the EPA and the FDA with machine guns and armored vehicles and billions of bullets and power-grabbing land everywhere and just running around foaming at the mouth with the borders open, shutting off our power plants like a pack of 10 million demonic pink gremlins, you know, wrecking our infrastructure. Couldn't do more. Kaijus, you know, out of the Pacific Rim are less destructive than these real-life destroyers of civilization. These miscreants. And now they have the announcement of their new domestic terrorism initiative. If you read all the literature run by the Southern Poverty Law Center, basically, the ADL's in there, but not the SPLC is the big dog. They did such a great job at Elohim City. So let's go ahead and go back. A domestic terrorism initiative. Here is this announcement.
This is a threat that requires as much as any other, if not more, not just a federal response, but working closely with police officers, district attorneys, local community officials, and members of the community who are eyes on the ground. At NSD, in order to ensure that we gain the benefits of the information and input coming in from all those different eyes on the ground, and in recognition of the growing number of domestic terrorism matters across the country and across all of the United States, we've created a new position to assist in our important work in combating domestic terrorism. So just this week, I've appointed a new domestic terrorism council to serve as our main point of contact for our U.S. attorneys working on domestic terrorism matters. The new domestic terrorism council will not only help ensure that domestic terrorism cases are properly coordinated, but will play a key role in our headquarters level efforts to identify trends, to help shape our national strategy, and to analyze legal gaps or enhancements required to ensure that we can combat these threats.
Enhancements.
The new council will also play an important role in plugging into the Domestic Terrorism Executive Council by providing its members with overviews of cases and trends from around the country to provide direction to that group.
That's the enemy's worst persecution.
Working together, our collective objective is to disrupt and prevent terrorist attacks.
It's to stop the states from saving the country.
It's not a prosecution, although they are sometimes necessary. It's that we see the attack prevented, the life saved, the injury that never
occurred. They'll stop some fake attacks from mentally ill people and they'll carry out their own
tools at our disposal, and we need to do so aware that perhaps more so than any other area in which we operate, we need to be mindful of the importance of people's civil rights and civil liberties and our fundamental values. We do not investigate people for exercising their First Amendment rights.
Sure, yeah.
But we are obligated to investigate extremist groups and individuals when we have reason to believe that they're involved in the commission of a federal crime, including crimes of violence.
And Santa Claus is real.
We need to utilize proactive enforcement tools and investigative techniques, including undercover operations, the use of confidential informants, and other statutory authorities.
All these crazy powers of anti-Americans. Ugh. I'm going to throw up, I tell you. Let's go out to break with one more clip. The threat of influence of internet. Here it is. Play that.
Well, we can only track threats that we can see. With the explosive use of social media and encrypted communications, those inspired to violence by messages of hate, we run the risk that we will see less, just as the bad guys are seeing more.
They call free speech messages.
Social media in this space can also create, for an extreme segment of our society, a sort of radicalization echo chamber, which each of their own calls for extremist propaganda or violence echo and support
being done by
the others.
Posters.
I know that's a phenomenon in particular Southern Poverty Law Center has analyzed closely.
Oh, we've analyzed it closely.
Analyzing the same.
Elohim City,
so as service providers, we provide a service that does so much good and has so many legitimate business, entertainment purposes, and is the way most of our children now now are communicating and playing day to day. Just as it provides those good things, they also need to take responsibility for how their services can be abused.
Yeah, see, so sensor like Zuckerberg's doing.
Need to understand what the threats are.
This guy's the perfect sociopath globalist. Just real non-threatening. Oh, hi, I'm not a little suit. Meanwhile, behind closed doors, get these Americans. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm going to continue on with Rob News straight ahead.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting, storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is key to understand that the globalists are waging war to take over the West by opening up the borders, bringing in masses of immigrants, and then filling those immigrants full of hate of the people that are already in the country and that they're not getting enough. And we've got mainstream news articles today. Here's RT, Associated Press, you name it. German parents outraged at school children asked to make beds, cook for refugees. Retirees are being thrown out of government-subsidized housing to make way for the, quote, refugees. In England, the Express News reports refugees taunt police with selfies showing stolen goods, but they can't be arrested. And then this latest article with video at InfoWars.com. This ties into what I'm about to get into with Rob Due. Governor tells residents of Germantown about to accept, quote, migrants. If you don't like it, leave. While another town of just 4,000 residents prepares to accept 3,000 migrants. Sweden has set up an airline into the Middle East to fly the illegals in free. So it's not like they have a migrant crisis and they can't handle it. They want it. And over 80% now, they admit, are military-age men. These are not refugees. In fact, there was an article yesterday on Infowars.com about this, and it showed real refugees from Syria, a bunch of women and children mainly, with old people. And then it shows the new refugees, and they get off in our military. They line up military ranks. They're from a bunch of different countries, and it is a deal with Europe, I guess, to sell out and start a caliphate up. And the word's gone out to the big imam of Jerusalem, and he says all that in speeches. I mean, yeah, I got to hand it to the socialists and the left and the big banks. I mean, they really are hardcore. I mean, they are hardcore. And they're now announcing in Germany, and they're doing it, they're arresting you if you criticize it. A regional governor told residents of a municipality in Germany that they didn't embrace the arrival of hundreds of new immigrants, they should leave. That's what Governor Cuomo said in New York. If you're pro-life or pro-gun, get out of the state. And people said, are you joking? He said, no, get out of here. You're not welcome. The municipality of Löwenfeld, am I pronouncing that right? Has a population of 13,500. During a town hall meeting, they've already received thousands. Residents were suddenly informed that 400 new migrants, that's invaders, would be arriving the very next day. Regional Governor Walter Lübcke told the, is that right? Lübcke? How do you say that? How do you say it?
Lübcke.
Lübcke. Told the attendees that people who were not happy with the influx of migrants could simply vacate the area, remarking, quote, if you don't like it, you can leave. We have, as Germans, freedom. You are free to leave if you don't agree. Really, go to another town? One of the audience members reacts by commenting, I can't believe it. Piss off. Get out of here. The rest of the crowd boos loudly. But they don't care. They're all going to get EU jobs. The more they break Germany, the more they break Spain, the more they break Portugal, the more they break Greece, the more they bankrupt it, the more they get rewarded. It's all about hardcore in your face. CNN says, ban the term he and she. It's the new N-word. They actually say that. That's on Infowars.com. And they're never going to stop. They're not going to stop. They're not crazy. It's psych warfare on record. Now, you criticize all this. The Justice Department's federalizing the local police and saying, you're the number one threat. We're going to surveil you. We're going to watch you. We're going to come after you. Then they go to the Strong Cities Network. This is from yesterday at the Justice Department. There's almost no coverage of this. We're getting articles right now. And look, I don't want to be the only ones reporting it. I'm reporting all this before we have articles out, hoping other people pick up on it. And I'm doing the analysis for people. That's why MSNBC hates me so much. I'm not bragging. I've studied this, though. They go, look at Congress, chairman of committees, get their talking points from Alex Jones. And that's true. They're not talking points. I've done the homework. I've done the interviews, thousands of them. I've been there. I've studied it. I know their plan. And I'm not sitting on it like I've got a golden egg. It's a hand grenade. I'm saying we need everybody to realize how diabolical, premeditated, and evil this is. And they want tyranny to get rid of the free market and make us poor. Even if you're cynical and don't care about freedom, this is going to hurt your bottom line. This is bad. So here they are, the Strong Cities Network, which is a UN initiative through the Justice Department, federalizing police, setting up spies, funding leftist groups, and putting people on the police review boards. And you're like, well, there's some bad cops. Yeah, that's federal training. That's globalism. But you don't fix it by putting Satan over it. This is UN. Notice the UN's here like, your borders aren't open enough. This is all global government. TPP, World Treaty, here it is.
The Attorney General, when she was out attending the United Nations General Assembly events, hosted her own launch of a Strong Cities Network. And that's the first ever network of city leaders around the world involved in building community resilience.
Circumventing states.
The network was created in recognition of the key role of local communities in combating violent extremism.
Yeah, pause. And back it up 10 seconds. See, this strategy has gone on. It's called menialization for over 60 years, mainly in third world countries that are weak, where they say IMF, World Bank money will come in, but you've got to put the UN in charge of how it's distributed, and then they distribute it back to their own companies. This is billions, they're saying $2 billion the first year on this in the U.S. alone to fly everybody around to U.N. meetings, steak dinners, prostitutes, you know, all the regular stuff, to corrupt them, to get dirt on them, to give them deals. It's an intelligence operation. And then bring them back and basically set them up in charge over the city and following U.N. edicts. And that's what it's announced. It's U.N. Here it is.
The network was created in recognition of the key role of local communities in combating violent extremism and the need for more than a top-down approach, instead from an approach that built up from the communities.
See, hit that pause. See, everything's inverse here. He says, oh, this is bottom-up. No, it's not. It's international, and then it's directed down to the bottom and circumvents the national and state government with the occupier traitors sitting in there quarterbacking it. Let's go back.
Up from the communities. And it takes a page from our integrated strategy in combating other types of violent extremism. We've long known, and I remember when I was doing violent crimes in the D.C. U.S. Attorney's offices, that we're most successful when we partner with and are out in the local communities working together to uphold the law. Community members are often best positioned to identify and relate to individuals who've begun on a path of violent extremism because they see things that we just don't see in law enforcement. In the United States, according to one study, in 80% of the international terrorism inspired cases inside the United States, there was a connection, there was a third party bystander who was in a position to see the radicalization taking place. But in over half of those cases, that person who saw it taking place did nothing to intervene. If we could simply increase the number of those witnesses who take action to help us stop that path to radicalization, I think we could reduce the number of lives lost to terrorist attacks here.
Oh, that's good. So what he's saying is we're going to help with community people watching. These are international spies in your town. And then what they do is they radicalize leftists. We've gone to the police review board. We know about we've had our people in there that folks don't know what they look like, videotaping this stuff, three different meetings. We're going to put a report out. There's the majority are Maoist and Stalinist. And then they've got all these young people they order to go out. And then they show up at our pro-life demonstration saying they love Satan, kill everybody. And then they show up at other events saying kill the pigs. And then they're getting ready to put more of these people on the new police review board. Where I live. Literal green, translucent green skin, scum. I say green skin, some people actually have like greenish white skin. That's how evil they are. They physically look like ghouls. And they're showing up, and we go to these events, and they're getting orders from UT people. And then they have UN support. I mean, this is organized. I just cannot believe that we are overrun by this much scum. There's other clips, definition of code book for domestic terrorism. I'm going to get to this tomorrow. I want to go to Rob Dew, who's about to take over. And they've got a big whistleblower coming up from Merck. And as scary all this is, the good news is, as Dr. Roberts said, the world is seeing that we have evil people running our country. And so the deception's not working anymore, Rob. But I tell you, to still see them move to indict Ron Paul and Rand Paul, and that's what all this is, with Jesse Benton and others being indicted for nothing, it really shows you that we are 2 minutes to midnight.
Right, and I like what Dr. Roberts said today. As a brave man can only die once, a coward dies a thousand deaths. And as long as we stand up and fight, yeah, maybe they will kill us. Maybe something will happen, but they can only do it once. And then whatever you've done is what you're going to leave behind. So you have to act now. You have to stand up. I have a great picture. Joe just texted me, Joe Biggs, out there with a good group of citizens out there wanting Hillary to go to prison. There it is on my phone. I'm going to tweet that out in a bit. But that's the kind of action we need. We need people to stand up to tyrants whenever they come into your town and city and let people know that we're not going to take it anymore.
It's a fight. They want to run around behind the scenes, demonize us, false flag us, frame us, set us up. And we're not going to get on our knees. We're not going to go quietly in the night. We're going to fight as hard as we can. And it's still really hard to believe, but it happened. I mean, we really have a crop of sinister people that have it out for everybody in charge.
And the good thing is, yeah, we do have a big target on our back, but that also lets us get a lot of information out. So we're able to spread our information out. People are picking it up. InfoWars is growing exponentially, and I love to see that. And with this whistleblower that we're going to have in today, Brandy Vaughn, I was just in the hallway talking to her, Alex, and I was talking. She goes, what do you want to talk about? I said, well, I covered the vitamin K shot on Monday. She goes, ooh, wait till you see what they're putting in it now. Okay, because I have on tape a pediatrician telling me there's nothing bad in it, just a little bit of alcohol. No, there's other things in it, and we're going to go over that coming up.
And she's a whistleblower on Merck. I didn't know she was here. That's big.
She's here. Yeah, she used to be a sales rep for Merck. She was a Vioxx sales rep.
No, it's been national news. I just didn't know that she was in studio. Wow. Well, I'm going to hand the baton to you, and got 40 minutes coming up. Folks, call your friends and family. Tell them to tune in right now on your local AM and FM stations or Infowars.com/show. You are the power. You are the resistance. Who have you told today about the InfoWar?
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fused it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
You're on.
We are back on the fourth hour of Overdrive with the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Rob Due, and I have a very special guest we're going to go to in one quick second. She's a whistleblower from Merck Pharmaceuticals. She used to work there selling Vioxx. She was a sales rep, and now she's come out, and I've got some. I was talking to her in the hall. Her name's Brandy Vaughn, and she said, what do you want to cover? I said, well, you know, on Monday I covered the vitamin K shot and how the pediatricians don't want to give you the oral. They are pushing that shot. And she goes, oh, I've got some images that you want to see, But first, but right before we get to that, I want to go over this article. This is from the Denver Post. Fight brewing between feds and kombucha tea makers. Now, what does that have to do with vaccines? Well, basically what's going on is the U.S. alcohol, tobacco, and firearms agents are worried about how much alcohol is in kombucha. And for years, U.S. Alcohol, Tobacco, Tax, and Trade Bureau have monitored kombucha makers nationwide for violations of federal alcohol rules. A product with more than 0.5% alcohol by volume must be labeled as such. And it's critical that customers have that information for health, religious, or some other reasons such as childhood consumption. Well, let's look at the right here, guys, on the insert for Merck Vitamin K shot. Oh, it's got 0.9% alcohol in it. Yet they want to inject that into little babies, and there's not a big deal about it. Yet we've got a whole federal bureaucracy ready to go after people for making kombucha, something that's really good for you and something that you should be drinking if you're not drinking it already. It's I think it comes from Russia. There's villages in Russia where everybody lives to be 100, and they all drink kombucha. So at least that's what I've been told by the hippies out there that drink the kombucha. So, Brandy Vaughn, welcome to the Alex Jones Show Overdrive Hour.
And thank you for having me here.
Oh, I'm so glad you came. And you're going to be on with Leanne McAdoo tomorrow. We're going to tape another segment. And we're going to take your calls, actually, coming up at the bottom of the hour. So 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Vaccine questions only, please. Nothing about pyramids or meteorites coming to hit us. Thank you. But getting into the vitamin K shot, I talked to you about that. He said, oh, wait, I've got two insert packages that show what? What are we going to see here?
Well, I thought it was interesting that you brought that up because I was just sent this week some photos from a nurse who did some took photos of the actual box that the vitamin K shot comes in, as well as the different vial. So there's two different makers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure there's more than that, but these are the two popular ones that they were giving in her hospital. And as you'll see, one of the photos shows that it says contains no more than 100, or actually this is one. This one says the active ingredient in it is polysorbate 80.
Right.
And that is linked to infertility, strongly linked, as well as to autoimmune issues and all sorts of things.
And that's an additive they put in coloring as well.
It is.
And it's really bad for people. It's in a lot of other vaccines as well. It's not just the vitamin K shot.
Right.
But I have on tape my pediatrician telling me it's very safe. The ingredients are no big deal. It's got a little bit of alcohol in it for preservation and some castor oil and the vitamin K, and that's about it. But as you can see there, that one's got polysorbate 80. Now, the other one is even worse.
Yes, and like you mentioned, a lot of doctors are telling new mothers, mm-hmm. oh, it's just vitamin K and saline.
Right.
It's very, you know, it's very safe. There's nothing dangerous in it. And clearly, either they're not telling the truth or they're not being told the truth. So the second picture is actually the vial of the vitamin K shot. And as you can read on the side, it says no more than 100 micrograms per liter of aluminum. And this is
a little aluminum for the newborn to help
right.
them think and process information better. To help maybe with breastfeeding or something like that.
Yes.
And then on top of that, you've got the MMR that they like to shoot into them in the second day.
That's actually the Hep B vaccine.
Hep B,
and it has 250 micrograms of mm-hmm. aluminum. So babies, newborn babies right out of the gate are getting 350 micrograms of aluminum. And this is a toxin, a known neurotoxin that should not be in our bodies in any amount.
Right.
It's linked to breast cancer. It's linked to Alzheimer's. It's linked to a lot of neurological issues as well as gut issues because the brain and the gut are linked mm-hmm. through the lymphatic system. And this just does not belong in our babies. There's no reason that we should be shooting our babies.
Unless you want to cause problems down the road, which
right.
is what I firmly believe is what the purpose of all these vaccines in this many amounts over and over again, especially in young babies, is causing. It's causing people to be lifelong patients of the pharmaceutical companies so they can help with ADHD, asthma. Hey, we got a pill for that.
Right.
We're ready to help you right now. I mean, it's totally crazy. We're going to take some calls next segment. We're just scratching the surface of what's going on. I've got whistleblower Brandy Vaughn, used to work for Merck Pharmaceuticals. Just horrible people out there that want to make sure you're safe and effective. This is Rob Dew reporting for InfoWars.com. It's the Alex Jones Show Overdrive Hour. Thanks for watching.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting, storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The toll-free number to call in, 800-259-9231, and you can ask your question to Merck whistleblower Brandy Vaughn, who's here in studio. After we do the interview here, she's going to go do an interview with Leanne McAdoo and cover a slide presentation she's put together. And that'll be on the InfoWars Nightly News tomorrow night, along with some of the callers that we're going to be getting. We have Shane calling from North Carolina. Anybody else want to call in with your vaccine question? 800-259-9231. Now, before we get to these callers, right now we have Secret 12. It's vitamin B12 supplement that we have at InfoWarsLife.com. It is 20% off. And also, you can start re-upping your supply of Super Male Vitality. These are the two actual vials that I take with me when I go play basketball. I'm playing basketball tonight, and before I step on the court, I do two dropperfuls of each, and it helps get me through the game. I'm already over 40, So I need to keep up with the 25-year-olds that I play against once a week. And, you know, especially because I'm a taller guy, I have to get under the basket and rebound. So this helps me doing all that stuff, Super Male Vitality. It's been sold out for over a month, but now we're going to have a huge supply coming in. But get your order in now. It's one of our most popular products at InfoWarsLife.com, along with the Secret 12 Vitamin B12. And this is the vitamin B12 they have in here. I think it's the same type they actually inject into you. So this is a really good, really good source of vitamin B12. Gives you that extra energy, and the Super Male keep you going long into the night. Now, Brandy, we've got some callers coming in. But first, let's get to a couple of you're really on the fight right now with this mandatory HPV vaccine. Tell us what's coming down the pipe with that.
Yeah, actually, the HPV vaccine, Gardasil, which is made by Merck, it's pretty much the driving force behind the mandatory vaccine laws that we're seeing. Merck, we call it in the industry, have to pay for Vioxx vaccine. And, you know, Vioxx, largest drug recall in the world, happened before. And now
so this is the recoup.
Has to recoup some of those profits. And they priced it at $135 a dose, got the FDA to approve three doses within 6 months. It has huge, high aluminum content, like we were mentioning with the vitamin K shot. And they got it approved for boys and girls, 9 to 26. So they're looking at tens of billions of dollars with this. It's their new blockbuster. And that is really what's driving a lot of these mandatory vaccine laws.
And I don't know if you've seen the videos. There's videos, one that was out of, I think it was Colombia or Venezuela.
Yeah.
And it was the room full of girls all convulsing at the same time. And they'd just been given the shot. The guy's on video going, we don't know what's going on. They told us to do this. We think there's something up. Please help us. Please help us. These people are utterly just being devastated around the world. It's not just in the United States. This is worldwide that this is a bioweapon, it seems like.
Right. Japan has taken it off of their recommended schedule. The EU just in September launched an investigation into the HPV vaccine after a great Danish documentary came out exposing how many serious reactions are being seen in populations of girls being given this vaccine. And there are lawsuits all around the country against Merck, against the vaccine maker, for injuries and deaths related to Gardasil. Yeah. And that's one important point here in the U.S. Vaccines are, you know, completely protected, but have complete liability protection from the federal government. So those lawsuits that we're seeing around the world and the information that comes out in the discovery process of the judicial process, we can't do that here
in
the U.S.
It's all hidden.
All hidden.
Yeah.
And there's no liability, which means that vaccine makers make far more profit off of vaccines than they do normal pharmaceutical drugs.
And they don't pay for any of these payouts. It all comes from the dose that you pay for when you get the vaccine. $2 of that goes into this fund, which is a huge slush fund, but they paid out over $3 billion already. So it's not safe and effective like they keep telling us. Let's go to Shane in North Carolina. Shane, what is on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to share my story, actually. You were talking about the vitamin K shot, and that's one of them that you seldom hear people talk about. My wife and
the
I just had
first
our second
shot.
Yeah, we had our second baby boy about a month ago, and he arrived a week early. My wife and I were already looking into taking the vitamin K orally. We knew that we were going to refuse the Hep B. But we thought we had a week to, you know, figure out which vitamin K we were going to buy and all that. And all of a sudden, you know, she went into labor and we were in the hospital and having this baby a week earlier than planned. So then, you know, these people are coming around me with their clipboards and everything, talking about, all, you know, like they do. And I said, yeah, well, we're not doing the Hep B. And then they're like, well, what about the vitamin K? I'm like, well, we were going to do that orally, but, you know, we thought the baby was coming a week later, so we didn't really make a decision. So I guess we'll just hold off on that one, too. And then, I mean, they're like whispering and, you know, acting like it's the biggest deal in the world. Like, they were making a bigger deal about me not getting the vitamin K than they were about the Hep B.
Yeah.
I had my pediatrician call me. And my pediatrician called. He was somehow affiliated with their hospital, apparently. But But he called and said, "Yeah, oh yeah, you know, we just kind of want to know why don't you want to get this vitamin K?" And like everyone was asking me,
and they try to scare you with, you know, the bleeding that could happen and everything else. Yeah, they really put that scare tactic on you. I've gone through it with four kids, and every time it's a different tactic that they use. This last time, I said, "I'm just going to record what they say." And then, you know, play it for the world to hear so they can build upon their, you know, cachet of experience. So did you end up doing it or what happened? What was the final result?
First of all, I wasn't prepared to deal with, this reaction from them. I mean, it freaked me out. And then, of course, my wife is not quite where I'm at with all of this stuff, okay? The vaccines and, you know, our first son has only had the DTaP against my will, but my wife felt very strongly about it. She said, "Well, let's just get it. You know, we have to, you know," she got kind of scared into, you know, "let's just, you know, get the K vaccine." And I was just like, "I don't know, you know, let's just wait. And I mean, we can just get him some drops and I'll get him, you know, sent within the next day or two." But they freaked out about it. So then my pediatrician called and I said, "Yeah, I don't feel comfortable injecting this into my baby." And he said, "Well, you can, you know, technically take it orally." So I ended up deciding to do that. And I mean, I kind of regret it hearing everything that you talked about, you know, being in it. But I suppose it's better to take it orally than to have that injected mainlined into a newborn. But that's what we ended up doing at the hospital is, he took a certain amount of it orally, amount that was recommended by the pediatrician.
Right.
And it was actually right from the vaccine.
Yeah, they just take it out and right. They do that, and because they don't really have anything on hand, and that's what they try to say. Well, we don't have that on hand. We just have to give them the regular one. And then with my case, they wanted to give them more down the line, and we ended up going to a compounding pharmacy, which are kind of rare, I found out. But they were able to make a really, you know, pure version of vitamin K for us without any preservatives or anything. Really, really nice people at People's Pharmacy. But, do you have anything to add?
Yeah. I had my son in Holland, and granted it was a home birth, but there was no talk about the vitamin K shot.
Right.
So this standard protocol that's going on here in the U.S., outside in other countries, this is not the same. It's not the same standard protocol. I never heard about vitamin K. They didn't even talk to me about vaccines. They said at his 2-month appointment with the midwife, "Do you want to talk about vaccines?" Some parents do. I said, "Why would I want, you know, to do that? He's perfectly healthy."
Yeah.
And she's like, "Great, because we don't want to talk about them either."
Exactly.
So I think we have this idea that everywhere in the world does it just like the U.S. And here in the U.S. we do it far differently. And these things that they try to push on us as standard protocol in the hospital and when we're giving birth and with our children with the whole vaccine program, this is not how it's done in the rest of the world.
Right. Well, yeah, we lead the world with our vaccine schedule, and we lead the world with infant mortality in developing countries. In developing countries, to be fair.
In developed countries, yeah.
In developed countries. Yeah, exactly. I still think we are developing in some ways.
Yeah.
Mike in Tennessee, what is your question?
I just wanted to find out, did you work at the facility in Marietta, Georgia?
No, I was a sales rep, and I repped Vioxx, and that experience showed me that things that are on the market are not necessarily safe, and there's a lot of corruption behind the scenes.
Well, if you ever have an opportunity, I know someone personally that worked there for many, many years, and just walking through there and just looking at the procedures, the way that this is done, the way these things are manufactured, you would want to think twice about putting any of that stuff in your body. And, of course, as you touched on, have your kids at home, keep them there, keep your money in your pocket. Don't submit to these authoritarians who, I mean, they're out of their mind sociopaths, and anybody that would listen to them is just insane.
Totally agree. I mean, bovine serum, people even know what that is. Diploid cells, those are made out of aborted fetal cells.
Dog kidney cells?
Yeah, that's the stuff that monkey kidney cells in the polio vaccine, you know, that's the stuff they inject people with. And you don't know what that's doing on a DNA level.
Yeah, it's damaging our DNA.
Right. And they're not doing those tests, I guarantee you.
Right.
They're not doing those tests. They're going, "Are you getting sick? Are you dying? Okay, it's safe. Safe and effective. Let's get it out. Let's get it out
the door." There's no long-term safety studies.
Right.
So, and the FDA often fast-tracks them. them. And a lot of people don't realize the safety studies that are done on vaccines, they're not done with the proper placebos. It's very substandard safety testing. No long term, no combination doses, even though we give kids 6 to 9 doses, sometimes more. Mm-hmm. At baby visits, there's so much people aren't hearing behind the scenes. The safety testing is not like even pharmaceutical drugs. I mean, pharmaceutical drugs slip through the cracks. Well, vaccines slip through far bigger cracks.
Canyons.
Yes,
they're slipping canyons. Through canyons. They're just wheeling them in, going, how many can we get?
Exactly.
They've got 271 new vaccinations that they want to come out with.
Right.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
It's a totally untapped market for pharmaceutical companies. Like, they're looking at a pharmaceutical drug market that's completely saturated, a bunch of competition, high hurdles of safety testing to get into the market. And then vaccines. I mean, look at all these disease states that they could come up with vaccines for. They're coming up with an anthrax vaccine, cancer, HIV.
An anti-government vaccine. Yeah.
Exactly. I would never want these things put into my body, dead or alive. They don't belong in my body. And they're coming, and that's what people don't understand.
And it starts in California. SB 277 is their opening salvo, and when it sticks there and people don't fight back, it's going to continue to move. It's going to go west. It'll probably go from California all the way to Massachusetts and Rhode Island and those New England states, and then it's going to make its way into the heartland. I think Texas might hold out a little bit, but we'll see.
So.
Yeah, we'll see. Thanks for the call, Mike. John, what is your question?
Yes, Brandy, thank you for what you're doing. It's wonderful to see someone that is exposing what's going on in this Merck industry. You said you were involved with Vioxx?
Yes.
Yeah, they lost a lawsuit, didn't they? And my sister, who is a vaccine researcher in South Carolina, Mary Tokel, and she does have a website, childhoodshots.com, but she's been doing this for over 35 years. She ran into an attorney there in South Carolina that represented the defendants, and he told her that they came out with a Gardasil to pick up the extra money that they lost on the lawsuit, and that's why it's being promoted from one standpoint. But if you could ever get a hold of my sister, she would probably be very happy to hear your information. She's at childhoodshots.com, and her name is Mary Tokel.
Great.
I've heard her name out there. I can't remember anything recently that I've seen from her, but yeah, I've seen her out there. There's a lot of good people. Dr. Humphreys, Susan Humphreys is out there fighting it. Sherry Tenpenny. There's a lot of people really fighting this issue. Yeah. And it's great to see people coming together, more people like yourself speaking out against this. So it's really given hope, I think, to parents, because one thing the pediatrician said was it must be really scary being a parent now because there's so much information.
Mm.
And the whole time she was saying that, I was thinking, she really means it's so hard and scary being a pediatrician because there's so much information that parents are arming themselves with, and they're standing up and saying no to that regimented schedule of just injecting aluminum into your body. And if, you know, go listen to Dr. Blaylock give a 2-hour speech on what aluminum does when it goes into your brain. Mm. And all they do when they do these studies, and correct me if I'm wrong, they just test for antibodies. They just go, oh, you got antibodies, that means it works. And what's going on is these adjuvants like aluminum and mercury are stimulating the brain and creating antibodies. And they go, oh, well, there's your proof that it works. There's your proof that it's safe and effective. Is that right? Is that how they do that?
Yes. And one thing that I think people aren't aware of is that in a natural environment, we would never come into contact with 6 to 9 pathogens at one time. So when we're injecting this with the adjuvants, which are heavy metals, which are very toxic and hard to detox from, as well as additives like formaldehyde and the monkey and the animal and human cells, DNA, polysorbate 80, MSG, which we're supposed to avoid in Chinese food, right?
Right.
And mercury, which we're supposed to avoid in fish.
But it's okay to inject
it's
in your veins.
To inject into the bloodstream where it goes straight to the vital organs.
Right.
What we're seeing when you inject so many vaccine doses and so many pathogens with all of these adjuvants, the body has no idea what's going on. We're overwhelming the immune system. And so this is where we're seeing all of these autoimmune issues, the food allergies, asthma, eczema, psoriasis, lupus, all of these types of things, because the body just starts fighting everything.
It starts attacking itself.
Yeah, it attacks itself. And it attacks things like peanut oil, peanut allergies, or because peanut oil is
used off the chart. There's like 5 kids in my neighborhood who can't have peanut butter, and if my kids eat peanut butter sandwiches, they have to go outside. It's ridiculous.
Yes, and these are things, and people are accepting this as the new normal in the U.S. When I had peanut butter and jelly sandwiches all the time when I was a child. We all grew up on that.
Wait a minute. I think we're being racist now. That's actually a racist term to say peanut butter and jelly sandwich, so we gotta cut that line of conversation. I go to our next caller, MJ in Georgia, who wants to talk about the vitamin K shot. What's on your mind, MJ?
Just a few quick things. I've looked at quite a bit of your work, Brandy, online and done some research myself, but I'm actually soon to be father, and I was researching vitamin K myself, and benzene, the benzene alcohol that's in there is actually a chemical that they put in ethanol, so you can't drink it as moonshine. And if you drink it, it, of course, makes you sick. Secondly, I called the round doctors to, one, try to see if any type of drops were available, but they make it unavailable to you. But if you read the insert on the vaccine says that if this intravenous shot can be avoided, it should be avoided, you know what I mean, because of the toxic levels that they, I didn't know they had aluminum in it. I really want to avoid it, but my wife is on the fence. She's, and they scare them. They tell them that specifically dealing with like natural births and midwives, they tell you it's a risk involved with the baby coming through the birth canal and there's pressure on his head and he could have internal bleeding. And they really try to scare you into it. And one, I was wondering if, you know, possibly, Brandy, if you could talk to my fiance or we can, you know, have a conversation offline or something and maybe try to get this taken care of before it's too late. Honestly, I really don't want to do it. I'm trying to find the shot, the drops, but they make it virtually impossible to find the shots, especially where I am here in Georgia. I haven't been able to find them yet. I've been searching for about a week and I've been unsuccessful. If any help from you guys would, I would appreciate.
Well, let me just say this. Brandy's not a doctor and she can't provide medical advice, but we can sit here and bitch about these all day long. Do your own research. I would say check out Dr. Sherry Tenpenny online. She's got some videos specifically about the vitamin K shot. And I can tell you from my own experience, my wife doubled and tripled up on kale. Kale has high amounts of vitamin K in it, and that's what we did. So take that for what it's worth. We're going to be back with one more segment with Brandy Vaughn, whistleblower from Merck. Stay tuned. It's the fourth hour of Overdrive.
My name is Don Wiskin. And at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourselves. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
segment of the Overdrive Hour. This is Rob Dew, your host. I'm joined in studio with Brandy Vaughn, Merck whistleblower, and we've been having a very lively conversation about vaccines. I really get amped up about vaccines, and I didn't know I was doing the show until I got here today, and when I found out it was going to be talking to Brandy, who I've watched her videos. She's been attacked for speaking out, especially with SB 277. We may have time to get into that, or you'll cover it with Leanne. We do have some more callers. So let's go to Brenda, who's a medical assistant, wants to talk about vaccines, calling from Wisconsin.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing great. What's on your mind?
Well, like 20 years ago, I was a medical assistant for a holistic MD, MRCP in the Lake Geneva area, and I learned a lot. We used homeopathics, and then I went back to school, got my certification for medical assistant, and worked in mainstream medicine. Well, you know, it's ridiculous how many vaccines they give to babies, you know, at a time. And sometimes they don't even give. We're required to give out a vaccination information sheet.
Right, which is not the insert. It's an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, and it just says they're safe and effective, and don't worry. And if you notice anything, let us know, and maybe we'll deal with it.
Yeah.
Right?
Is that
and we'll tell you it's a coincidence.
We'll tell you it's a coincidence, and that's normal. We had a guy in here, Marcos, who's talking about. He actually went on the air and talked about how his oldest girl got vaccinated and was crying constantly for 12 hours. And I said, "Oh, that's normal.
Yeah.
That's normal."
No, that's because of the brain swelling.
That is an attack.
Cerebral seizures.
Exactly, exactly. Thanks for calling in, Brenda. We had somebody call in and said vaccines, any good ones? He's hung up now. But you were saying, what were you saying about vaccines? Are there any good ones or bad ones? What can we trust?
I think every parent should do the research because the children deserve it.
Totally.
My son is vax-free, and I don't feel that there are any that the benefits outweigh the risks by far.
Exactly. My two youngest are completely vax-free, and my two oldest have very, very small amounts that I was against the whole time. But I had to fight the medical establishment and my wife. But it can be done. We had a caller who was talking about his wife. You just got to do the research. Get the inserts. You can look them up online. All you got to do is type in the vaccine in the insert. There's a whole page of them on websites out there, and you can read the actual insert that comes from the company, and you can read about all the things they cause. Bill, Indiana, you think charcoal is effective against the shots, or were you calling to ask if charcoal was effective?
Rob, is charcoal effective? If you're in a corner and you have to take the shots, would charcoal be an effective way to filter some of that poison out of your system?
It's probably better than nothing, but I don't know. I mean, they're injecting it into your body and not into your stomach.
So. That's the thing with charcoal is that you're ingesting it, and what happens with vaccines is they go straight into your bloodstream and straight to your vital organs without going through the detox process, through the kidney, through the lungs, or the skin. So it's probably better than nothing. It is a detox. But how much help it is, I guess it depends on the person, and.
And you can find videos out there. I think Dr. Blaylock has one, too. If you have to take the shot, this is what to do. He mentioned some stuff, and he's got some great information. There's a lot of great information out there, which is really awesome to see. Alex in Virginia, what is your question?
Hey, Rob. I just wanted to make a couple comments. My father-in-law is a construction worker, and he was working at the Merck facility here in Virginia. And he would tell me stories about how it was so toxic they have to wear these masks and stuff to be able to even go in there and work. It's, like, so bad. And I was able to convince my sister-in-law not to get the HPV vaccine because of it. Because I was like, come on, you know, your dad's there inhaling these fumes. They're putting it into a vaccine, and then you're getting it injected. So...
Yeah. If you got to wear a spacesuit to go to the building, I mean, what do you think they're putting in these things?
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I don't think it's for your health.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Brandy, you're
going to.
Exactly. You're going to be getting together with Leanne McAdoo, talking more. We'll probably do an extended interview, maybe play part of it then, and then more out later, because you got so much information, and we're just out of time. So join us.
Thanks for having me.
Tomorrow, tonight, 7 p.m. Central, InfoWars Nightly News.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.